This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at armed forces' action against terrorists. The opposition had earlier extended its support for any action that the government takes in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack. Our correspondent has filed this report.
By launching strikes against terror camps in POK and Pakistan, India used its right to respond to attack on its soil. Operation Sindoor has sent a strong message to the world that India will not tolerate any terror attack, and the operation also demonstrated Narendra Modi government's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. The Union Cabinet met yesterday, in which Prime Minister Modi hailed the armed forces for successfully conducting the operation and dismantling terror hideouts. By conducting Operation Sindoor, India lived up to the commitment that those responsible for the Pahalgam attack will be held accountable. The operation lasted 25 minutes and 9 terrorist sites in Pakistan and POK were destroyed in this retaliatory action. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the lieutenant governors and chief ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements in social and other media platforms. Mr. Shah, while chairing a security review meeting in New Delhi, also directed them to take prompt action in coordination with state governments and central agencies. The Home Minister said that every effort should be made to maintain seamless communication and the security of vulnerable points should also be further strengthened. Film and sports personalities have hailed Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor against Pakistan. Actors Akshay Kumar, Kangana Ranaut, Allu Arjun and Sunil Shetty praised the Indian Armed Forces for carrying out missile strikes in retaliation against the barbaric terror attack in Pahalgam that killed 26 civilians. Prominent sportspersons Sachin Tendulkar, Gautam Gambhir, Harbhajan Singh, Suresh Raina, Bajrang Punia, Sakshi Malik and Devendra Jhajharia also hailed the Indian Army's swift and calibrated counter-strike. In Ladakh, the stranded tourists whose outbound flights have been cancelled due to closure of Leh Airport following Operation Sindoor are being offered free accommodation during their unplanned stay in the region. Tourists who have checked out from the hotels or guest houses and are stranded in Leh can avail this relief gesture from the hospitality industry. Thousands of tourists are stranded in Ladakh due to cancellation of operation of all the scheduled flights to Leh sector. U.S. lawmaker has called for Pakistan to not use the current tensions with India as pretext to further undermine democracy, while another offered full-throated support and endorsement of India's retaliatory strikes. Raja Krishnamurthy, who is of Indian descent, said that in the wake of last month's horrific terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the need to combat terrorism and prevent future violence has become even more urgent. Meanwhile, Sri Thanedar, the second Indian descent lawmaker, said terrorism cannot be tolerated and it cannot go unanswered. Culture Ministry has successfully secured the postponement of the auction of the sacred Piprahua Buddhist relics by Sotheby's Hong Kong, which was scheduled for yesterday. The Piprahua relics were excavated in 1898 by William Claxton Pepe. These comprise bone fragments of the historical Buddha, along with soapstone and crystal caskets, a sandstone coffer, and offerings such as gold ornaments and gemstones. Rohit Sharma has announced his retirement from Test cricket with immediate effect. He announced his decision via a social media post. Rohit has scored 4,301 runs in 67 tests with 12 hundreds and 18 half centuries at an average of 40.57.
It's a huge honor and obviously the great feeling to be captaining India in all three forms.
So big cheer when he came out to bat. He's the local boy, Rohit Sharma.
Man, a century on debut for a very, very fine young batsman. Very well played. The 14th Indian to get 100 on debut.
If you really have to excel, you have to, you know, be more disciplined. And
that is the end of this news bulletin.